Well, good morning, everyone. A very warm welcome to you all here in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and welcome also to those who are joining us online for our live stream, or later on if you're watching this later. Just one notice I want to give right at the very beginning. We enjoy the freedoms of being able to worship like this in this building, in this place freely, and yet there are many of our brothers and sisters around the world who do not enjoy such freedoms. There is opportunity, should you wish to pray for the persecuted church, there is a group within the church that pray for them on a regular basis. If you would like to be part of that group and be sent regular updates, then please see Robin Thomas afterwards, and he will add you to the number that are praying. So thank you. Today we're going to be having a service where we welcome Alex and Elena in believers' baptism, and we're going to be baptizing them later on. Welcome to their friends as well with us. It's good to have you here with us. We're also going to be starting our new series about Christian foundations as a church, using the resource from Tim Wag, and today we are considering what God is really like, that he is a good and gracious and loving Heavenly Father to us. And we are also coming around the Lord's table in communion with one another to celebrate the Lord's Supper together. And partway through, the children and youth are going to be going out to their time together at BRBK, Brighton Road Baptist Kids Club. As our call to worship, we're going to use some words, a reading based upon the words from Psalms 68, 89 and 103. You'll see them come on the screen, and I'd like us to read together the words in yellow. May the righteous be glad and rejoice before God. May they be happy and joyful. We sing to God. We sing in praise of his name. We rejoice before him. His name is the Lord. You, God, in your holy dwelling, are a father to the fatherless. God sets the lonely in families. We will sing of the Lord's great love forever. With our mouth, we will make your faithfulness known through all generations. We will declare that your love stands firm forever, that you have established your faithfulness in heaven itself. Who is like you, Lord God Almighty? You, Lord, are mighty, and your faithfulness surrounds you. Love and faithfulness go before you. Blessed are those who have learned to acclaim you, who walk in the light of your presence, Lord. They rejoice in your name all day long. They celebrate your righteousness. We each call out to you. You are my Father. You are my God. You are my rock. You are my Savior. You will maintain your love to us forever, and your covenant with us through Christ Jesus will never fail. You will not take your love from us, nor will you ever betray your faithfulness. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust, but from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children, with those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts. Praise the Lord, my soul. Praise the Lord. And we're going to praise the Lord in song as we remember how Jesus himself trod the verge or the of the River Jordan as he was baptized, and how God's people went through the Jordan, a symbol there that we have now as of baptism. We're going to sing together, "Guide me, O thou great Jehovah." Take your seats and let us pray. Loving Heavenly Father God, grant us here this day a sense of your presence and power and the purpose that you give us in life and your everlasting peace to be with us. And we pray for our world at this time with its conflicts and great needs. We pray for peace, wisdom, and restraint for the Middle East in these days. Have mercy upon this world which you love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, we are baptizing as believers, Alex and Elena, in a moment. I just wanted to give an introduction, really, to what believers' baptism is. We as a church practice believers' baptism, that is, baptism of those who believe, who can answer for themselves and express that faith in Christ for themselves. They can answer on their own behalf. Baptism in Scripture is always accompanied by faith, expressed by the one being baptized. We believe that baptism for believers is taught in Scripture, commanded by Jesus, practiced and exampled by Jesus. That Jesus himself was baptized and taught his disciples to baptize and commanded his disciples to continue to baptize once he had left them and returned to the Father. We understand that baptism is usually done through full immersion. Believers' baptism is an outward sign of something that has already happened within. Baptism is pictured in Scripture signifying several things: a sign of being united with Jesus Christ. We are baptized into his death and into his life. It is a picture of dying and rising to life. We count ourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. As God raised his son Jesus from the dead, so we too live a new life in him. It is a picture of the old life going and the new life beginning. It is a picture of being washed clean from sin, a bit like having a bath. And it is a picture of God's Spirit now living and flowing within, poured out upon the follower of Jesus. So we are going to baptize Alex and Elena, but first we want to hear from them. And so they're going to share something of their testimony, and then after that we're going to sing a song together and get ready to baptize. So I'd invite Alex and Elena to come up here with me now.
Good morning. We are happy to be here today and celebrating our baptism. As you might know, we come from Romania, where we grew up in an Orthodox family. For a long time, we didn't have a strong connection to the church and a good understanding of the Bible. In the childhood, we were following our parents to the church and the most important services during the year. Later, we realized that the church is the place where we can find peace in the most difficult moments of our life, the place where we can pray in the presence of God and the Holy Spirit, the only place where we can talk to God. We become curious about the Word of God and the preach from the Holy Bible. We were going for a few times per year alone in a moment of silence and peace, and sometimes enjoying the service, singing and praying. Then it came a day when we met someone who told us about the Baptist Church, about the Holy Bible, and they guided us to read it. We decided to go for the Sunday service, accept the invitation. It was a beautiful experience. The songs, the prayers, and the readings were different, but everything was more intense. We've seen people praying for each other and the Word of God become more revealing. We felt a strong connection to the church and for the fellowship. We learned how to pray and how to read the Bible, and we learned that the presence of God is everywhere. We learn about Jesus and about his teaching and how important it is to pray for each other. Everything was very encouraging. And then we moved to UK and started a new life. After an unsettled period with many difficulties, we felt like missing our fellowship. We continued to pray, and after a while we came to Brighton Road Baptist Church, where we felt welcome and we meet lovely people. We decided to get baptized, but the pandemic and all restrictions made this very difficult. So we had to wait, keep coming to church and pray, and here we are now. Thank you, Lord, for this moment, and thank you all for your presence and for your fellowship.
Good morning. Good morning. This is an important day in our lives, and we want to thank you and welcome you to our baptism today, either if you are present or watching online. Like Alex said, back home in Romania, we have been born and brought up in the Orthodox Church, but other type of journey starts for us as a believer when I had the opportunity to meet special people that they speak about God in a different way that we have been used to. During the time, we have experienced God's love and grace in different ways. I think the most important is the power of a prayer. How much means to pray for other people and others to pray for you. In the last few weeks, personally, I have experienced this power on a different level. The way that God responded to our prayers is amazing. My words are not enough to express my gratitude and how thankful I am. I have learned that it is so important to have people to pray with and for you, and to be part of a big family. We are so grateful for each person that God placed in our lives. The journey is not always easy and pleasant, but God promises renew every day, and myself, I need to stay still, to be quiet, and have patience. Although as a person, I have a very low level of patience, and I'm learning my lesson every time. Without God, I think there is no purpose, no direction. That's why I have decided to follow Him and His way. Thank you all, and thank you to each person that was praying with me and for me and for us as well. God bless.
Thank you both, Alex and Elena. Yes, we're going to get ready to be baptized. We're going to sing a song together. One of the songs that's been chosen by yourselves, Everlasting God. So you may be able to see on the screen, I think the screen will come up, you I may have my back to you at the moment, but if you want to see a bit closer, you are welcome to come down here at the front in the splash zone. Say if you're any children and that, you can come down if you want to get a better view, or any adults who'd like to. Make your way down while I'm talking. Okay, so first we're going to baptize Alex. Alex, I have a verse of scripture for you. And this is from Psalm 25, and verses 20 and 21, and it's a prayer of David. Guard my life and rescue me. Do not let me be put to shame, for I take refuge in you. May integrity and uprightness protect me, because my hope, Lord, is in you. So I'm going to ask Alex a series of questions to which he'll answer, I hope I do, and I will. Alex, do you believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? And do you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Saviour? And in obedience to the call of our risen Lord Jesus Christ, do you turn from your sins, renounce evil, and come to be baptised? And with the help of the Holy Spirit, will you seek to live within the fellowship of his church and to serve him in the world, wherever he may call you to go? Then come and be baptised.
Yeah, I'm going to ask for Alex to kneel down because of the height differential. A bit worried about dropping. So having heard of your repentance and your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, I now baptize you, my brother, in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Together, greatest day in history.
Thank you.
take our seats. Elena, again, a scripture for you from Romans chapter 8, verses 14 to 16. And I'm reading it in the non-inclusive language, so you understand. Those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. The Spirit you received does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship as an heir of God. And by him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Elena, do you believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? And do you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Saviour? And in obedience to the call of our risen Lord Jesus Christ, do you turn from your sins, renounce evil, and come to be baptized? And with the help of the Holy Spirit, will you seek to live within the fellowship of his church and to serve him in the world wherever he may call you to go? Then come and be baptized. Having heard of your repentance and your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, I now baptize you, my sister, in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
Thank you.
We're going to go and get changed, and the children and young people are going to go to BRBK, and those who are leading worship will lead us in up to three songs, depending on how long we take to get changed. Please feel free to either sit or stand, but spend this time in worship of God. Thank you. please take your seats. We're going to hear some words from Scripture now, from 1 John and chapter 3, and it will appear on our screen. It's the first 7 verses. See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. All who have this hope in him purify themselves just as he is pure. Everyone who sins breaks the law. In fact, sin is lawlessness. But you know that he appeared so that he might take away our sins. And in him is no sin. No one who lives in him keeps on sinning. No one who continues to sin has either seen him or known him. Dear children, do not let anyone lead you astray. The one who does what is right is righteous, just as he is righteous. Lord, we thank you for your word, and we thank you that you are a father to us. Lord, as we sing to you and as we consider what you are like, we pray that you would speak afresh to us. We're going to sing together, O Father of the Fatherless.
Thank you.
Please take your seats. So today we briefly consider, using this material, what is God really like? And we focus upon one particular revelation of God's character and nature and nurture. When Jesus walked among us here on earth, as God with us, he fleshed out God for us. He truly imaged the unseen God who had sent him into this world which he loved. And when Jesus spoke about or described God to his listeners, he did so in a variety of ways. He called him God, Lord, the great King, the Lord of heaven and earth, the God of the living, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the Most High. And in a personal way, he referred to God as my God. However, when he was asked by his disciples to teach them how to pray, he taught them to address God as Father, Abba, an affectionate term, much like Dear Father. Jesus, the loving Son, addressed God personally, affectionately, as Father, and encouraged his disciples to do also. He enjoyed and promoted a genuine and intimate relationship with his heavenly Father God. This is the aspect of what God is really like that we consider this morning. Through Christ's cross, he offers each one of us to be reconciled back to God, our Maker, as our Father. Time and time again, Jesus preached this opportunity for real relationship with God. He spoke of us as able to be children of your Father who is in heaven. He assures us that your Father knows what you need before you ask him. He promises that your Father who is in heaven will give what is good to those who ask him. He instructs us that whenever you stand praying, forgive. If you have anything against anyone, so that your Father who is in heaven will also forgive you your transgressions. He commands us to be merciful just as your Father is merciful. And he reminds us, do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has chosen gladly to give you the kingdom. However, when it comes to understanding God as Father, we may have a problem. You see, when it comes to relating to a father figure, people have differing experiences, some good, some not so good. Some fathers are great, some are bad. Some are present, some are absent. Some never knew their earthly fathers. Some wish they didn't. Perhaps you had a father who was impossible to please. A father who exercised discipline harshly, without love, compassion, or mercy. A father who had no time for you. A father who had favorites. The father who showed little affection, the father who got drunk, or who was violent, or who cheated, the father you never knew. Earthly fathers or parents are far from perfect. Their character may be lacking, their actions deficient, their affections absent. And we live in a broken world where fathers die, and their child is so young or not yet born. we must be very careful to not wholly transfer our subjective experience of parents or fathers onto God as though he was a human being. God is not like us. He is wholly other. When Jesus illustrates God as Father, he points to a heavenly Father who is perfect and good and thoroughly loving. He pictures a Father who welcomes back errant children. A Father who, yes, disciplines us for our own good in perfect and just measure. A Father who loves to give good gifts. A Father who loves unconditionally, who has no favorites, who shows mercy and grace and compassion and kindness and affection, and a Father who has time to listen, time to be with, time to love. When we are pointed to God as Father, we need to be careful to get a correct picture, and that from Scripture, not from our experience or ideas. Yes, our experience may have been a good one, but even the best is tainted. We must take the whole counsel of Scripture into consideration. From Scripture, let us grow in our understanding of how God as Father deals with our failures, communicates with us, protects us, resolves our conflicts with him, provides for our needs, connects with us, shows us love. As John writes in his first letter, he describes God as Father lavishing love upon us, calling us his children, wanting to protect us from being led astray, being pure and making us pure, being righteous and making us righteous, right with God in Christ Jesus. Jesus parables God for us, the seeker after the lost, the Father seeking the lost Son, running to him and welcoming him back with open arms and honoring him and partying with him, whatever he had got up to. The Father who asks his sons to work for him and with him. He delights in their obedience because it is the best for them to be with him and to be in right relationship with him, not in rebellion against him. God is the Father who longs for the return of those who are estranged from him, though it would cost him everything to get them back. Let us be honest with ourselves and with God about what it means for us to relate to God as Father. Let each one of us bring to him all of our experience, good and dark, and lay it before him and ask him to show us the way through to discover more of what he is truly like. Let us let God be perfect in practical ways with us. Sometimes he is silent. Let us let him be silent. Sometimes he wants to show us something or tell us something, and we must be still and come away from distraction, disruption, destruction, distortion. Sometimes God wants us to just know his embrace, his grace, his nearness, his forgiveness. And we must remain open to his love, though it may hurt, to let go and let God. Let us be honest and real before the God who is honest and real with us. Today, we celebrate lives transformed and responding to God through believers' baptism. Today we gather around the Lord's table, a visible and tangible reminder of the Father's wide welcome around the meal table to all his children. So today we ponder what God is really like, a loving heavenly Father. And this is just the beginning today of our pondering. In this, he is a God who made us, who formed us, who wants us to seek him, to reach out to him, and to find him. He is a God who is near enough to each one of us to be found. A God who is holy and calls us to be holy. A God who loves. A God who is love and calls us to love, especially when difficult or unreciprocated. A God who cares for you and calls you to place all your concerns, worries, anxieties, troubles, burdens on him. Because God is our Father, we can know significance, security, and acceptance through Christ Jesus as we receive him as Saviour and allow him to be our Lord. Amen. So we prepare ourselves to share around the Lord's table in communion with one another. And we're going to sing together a song. I've heard a thousand stories. You're a good, good Father. take your seats. Be joined at the table for those who are serving. Brothers and sisters in Christ, it is right that we call to mind the meaning of this meal, this supper. It is a remembrance of the sacrifice of Christ for the sin of the world. It is an encounter with the risen Lord. It is a feeding on him in faith. It is a communion with one another in his body, the church. And it is a looking forward to the day when he will come again. Therefore, we come in faith, conscious of our own weakness, renouncing our sin, humbly putting our trust in Christ and seeking his grace. We had all strayed like sheep. Each of us had gone his own way, but the Lord laid upon him the guilt of us all. He was pierced for our transgressions, tortured for our iniquities. The chastisement he bore is health for us, and by his scourging we are healed. God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son, that everyone who has faith in him may not die, but have eternal life. The disciples did as Jesus had directed them and prepared the Passover. When evening came, Jesus was reclining at the table with the 12. And while they were eating, he said, "I tell you the truth, one of you will betray me." They were very sad and began to say to him one after the other, "Surely not I, Lord." While they were eating, Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and broke it. Father, thank you for the bread, a symbol of your body given for us. Thank you that on the cross your body was given, your life was given for us. And he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body." And then he took a cup and he gave thanks. Father, thank you for the cup, a symbol of Christ's blood poured out for our forgiveness, that we may be reconciled to God, our Father. And he offered it to his disciples, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom." So we distribute and we take the bread. I'm going to ask for us, rather than just eat it straight away, keep hold of it for a moment and we'll eat together, symbolising the one loaf given, the one body receiving. If you know and love the Lord Jesus Christ, you're welcome to come and share in this simple meal. And if you know you haven't yet given your life to the Lord, received him as Saviour and Lord, take the opportunity today to pray to him and ask God to forgive you all your sins, and to receive him into your life, and for your life to be transformed and renewed. Thank you. I am that living bread, Jesus says, which has come down from heaven. If anyone eats this bread, he will live forever. Moreover, the bread that I give is my own flesh. I give it for the life of the world. In the same way, after the supper, Jesus took the cup. Again, as you take a cup, please keep hold of it, and we will drink together, again, symbolizing our oneness, our unity in Christ. Jesus said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it, in remembrance of me." I'm going to sing our final song today. If you would like prayer, after the service, there are those who are happy to pray with you. They'll be kind of over in this area, but not quite in the wet area. Do pray with them. And if you are someone who today wants to or has received the Lord Jesus as their Saviour, then do speak to me afterwards. And it's great to be able to welcome you as a fellow believer and for that ongoing journey with Him. Along with brothers and sisters in Christ. So let's sing together. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Oh,
Just before some final words, I want to say thank you to those that have set up here and have served in some way during this service, and there are refreshments following the service, so thank you to those who are serving in that way as well. Some words from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 to 5. I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. To each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. Amen. And there, I think there are words of the grace on the screen as well. So let's say the words of the grace to one another. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit